Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, July 3rd. Coming up in today's episode, the probe into Satsang Stampede in Hathras reveals severe lapses and Baba's criminal history. As Prime Minister Modi launches scathing attacks, opposition stages a walkout from Rajya Sabha. New criminal laws have gender-neutral victims and culprits and severe punishments. And Rishi Sunak's party may face devastating loss in tomorrow's UK election. First up, the stampede at a satsang which killed over 120 in Uttar Pradesh was sparked by a run for dust. Men, women and children fell over each other, getting crushed just to collect dust stirred up by the car of the self-styled Godman. Meanwhile, police have also found severe security and organizing lapses in the event. The stampede took place at a satsang addressed by a self-styled Godman, Suraj Pal, also known as Narayan Sakar Hari, whose followers call him Bhole Baba. He used to be a cop in UP police till the 90s. Suraj Pal, alias Bhole Baba, has also been known for his controversial satsangs and has a history of legal troubles, including allegations of sexual assault. Despite multiple cases filed against him in various jurisdictions, including Agra, Itawa, Kasganj, Farukabad and Rajasthan, he continues to command a considerable following, drawn to his promises of spiritual enlightenment and blessings. He was jailed in 1997 in a case of alleged sexual harassment. But after his release, he reinvented himself as Sakar Vishwahari Baba, attracting devotees to his ashram in his ancestral village. According to the FIR, the organizers for the satsang sought permission for a gathering of around 80,000 people. But a crowd of over 2.5 lakh turned up. The FIR states that Suraj Pal's aide, known as Sevadar, were carrying sticks and stopped the crowd from approaching the Godman, and the rushing people fell on each other, suffocating the ones below. According to eyewitnesses, only about 40 police personnel were on duty to ensure safety at this massive gathering, and they were overwhelmed when the stampede broke out. Even though the Yogi Adityanath-led UP government has promised strict action, surprisingly, the Baba is not named in the FIR, only the event organizers and his sevadar. It is said that the organizers' action led to the stampede and attempts were also made to dispose of key evidence, such as clothes and footwear of the victim, according to the FIR. The accused have been booked under multiple sections of the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, relating to culpable homicide not amounting to murder and wrongful restraint, among other charges. Next, after Prime Minister Modi began his motion of thanks to the President's address in the Rajya Sabha today, members of the opposition staged a walkout. PM Modi reacted sharply to this and said the opposition cannot listen to replies of questions they raised and can only run away. Opposition MPs led by Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, who is also the leader of the opposition in Rajya Sabha, walked out after Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar refused to grant him permission to intervene during the Prime Minister's address. The opposition's walkout followed the Prime Minister's swipe at former Congress Chief and Rajya Sabha MP Sonia Gandhi. Quote, "These people are such who are used to run the government on autopilot and remote pilot. They didn't even believe in working, they just know how to wait," unquote, the Prime Minister said. The remark was aimed at Mrs. Gandhi, who has often been accused by the BJP of running the Manmohan Singh government from behind the scenes. Opposition MPs raised the slogans of LOP ko bolne do. Mr. Kharge too was heard requesting the chairman repeatedly for an opportunity to intervene. Quote, "We want to put forth our views, please," unquote, Mr. Kharge was heard saying. The slogans then changed to "Jhoot bolna band karo" or "Stop lying" and "Sharm karo," please have some shame. Eventually, Mr. Dhankar said the opposition's conduct is not appropriate. Quote, "I strongly condemn unparliamentary practice, please take your seats," unquote, the vice president said. Meanwhile, PM Modi's speech praised India's economy and progression, claiming Viksit Bharat was not a one-party task. He also said Congress is against the constitution, among many attacks aimed at the opposition. And opposition's ruckus in Lok Sabha yesterday was centered around a demand for the Prime Minister to speak on Manipur. Today, he said Manipur was facing flood situation as well, and the center has dispatched two teams of the National Disaster Response Force to the state. He also said violence in Manipur is continuously declining, and the schools have reopened in most parts of the state, and efforts are being made to ensure a return of complete peace. The opposition reacted to this with senior leader Jairam Ramesh posting on X, claiming the statement on peace and normalcy is incorrect. And he questioned if the Prime Minister even visited the state to help out. And next, the newly enacted Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, which replaces the British-era Indian Penal Code, has made sexual offences gender-neutral for both the victim and the perpetrator, according to official documents. Quote, both boys and girls could get procured for sexual exploitation. The word minor girl in Section 366A of the IPC has been replaced with the word child in Clause 96 of the BNS or Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita to cover both male and female children below the age of 18 years, and the offence of procurement has been made punishable, unquote. An explanatory note for the new criminal law said. It also said Section 366B of the IPC has been made gender neutral by replacing the phrase importation of girl from a foreign country to importation of girl or boy from a foreign country. The BNS also introduces a new chapter titled Offences Against Women and Children to deal with sexual offences, according to the documents. Similar offences under the IPC were part of the chapter on offences affecting the human body. The BNS introduces new offence of gang rape of a woman under the age of 18. Gang rape of a minor woman will also invite the death penalty. This clause of the BNS merges sections 376DA and 376DB of the former IPC and removes age-based qualifiers to consider gang rape of a minor woman as an aggravated offence. Another significant change as per the explanatory statement is that the age of consent for a married woman under the definition of rape, Clause 63 BNS and Section 375 IPC, has been increased from 15 to 18 years. Breaking from breaking news, a Tinder scammer was scammed by a Delhi man. Ex-user Jay matched with one Yasmin on the dating app Tinder, who immediately shared her WhatsApp number and requested to talk there. Soon after that, she said she was in trouble and needed 1,000 rupees immediately and shared a UPI number. Jay, who probably read about such scams online, was alerted. He faked a screenshot and said his payments are failing. He then requested the supposed Yasmin to share rupees 20 to ensure his payment app was working properly. Yasmin did so and Jay immediately blocked her. He posted all the screenshots on X with a cigarette, probably purchased with the same rupees 20, and captioned it, "Scammer got scammed." Now back to news. The UK Labour Party is 99% certain to secure more seats in tomorrow's general election compared to its landslide victory in 1997, a major new poll set on Tuesday. The centre-left opposition party, which has been out of power since 2010, is predicted to claim 484 out of the total 650 seats in what would be an unprecedented victory in modern British history, pollster Servation said. Meanwhile, the right-wing ruling Conservatives and the centrist Liberal Democrats or Lib Dems are in a close race to come to a distant second and form the country's official opposition, it added. The Prime Minister Rishi Sunak-led Tories may be close to facing their worst defeat yet. The prediction is the latest in a series of so-called MRP polls, which use large national samples to forecast results for every UK constituency that estimate Labour will, emphatically, win on July 4th. Such a scenario would see its leader Keir Starmer replace the Conservatives' Rishi Sunak as Prime Minister. Labour has led the Tories in the polls by double-digit margins for nearly 2 years, and the gap has failed to narrow during a six-week election campaign widely seen as having gone badly for Sunak. Labour's estimated 484 seats exceed the 418 won by ex-Prime Minister Tony Blair in 1997, and even the top Tories' landslide haul of 470 in 1931. The pollster also predicted that Labour would again become the largest party in Scotland, winning 38 of its 57 seats and supplanting the Scottish National Party or SNP, which it estimated would secure just 10 seats. The pro-independence SNP won 48 Scottish constituencies in the last election in 2019. And lastly, the Indian cricket team finally managed to leave Barbados in a special flight arranged by the Board of Cricket Control of India or BCCI today. After the majestic T20 World Cup win, the men in blue were forced to stay on the island country due to a hurricane. The special chartered flight arranged by BCCI Secretary Jay Shah will also be carrying members of Indian media who went to cover the tournament but got stranded there due to Hurricane Beryl. The players are said to be felicitated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi within hours of returning to the country. Plans are also afoot to have a roadshow in Mumbai to honour the triumphant team, which ended a trophy drought of 11 long years. That's all for today. You are listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anvati, signing off.